Today's scripture reading will be Isaiah 40, verses 1 to 11. I am reading from the Bible at the Pulpit. I think it's, what, NRSV? New Revised Standard?
Yeah.
What?
It's RSV, I believe.
Okay, RSV. Trusting her. All right. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received the Lord's hand, double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low, and the uneven ground shall be made level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry, and I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, and his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd, and he will gather the lambs in his arms, and will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young.
Thank you, Micah. Well, let's admit it, life can get crowded, busy, and it's hard to make time for connecting with family and friends. It's hard to make time for ourselves and our spiritual growth and nourishment. We look forward to a time coming up that will be less busy, where we'll be cramming less into our days. But in my experience, when that time comes, we find that we are just as busy or even busier, maybe in different ways, but busy or busier. And let's admit it, we always make time for things that are important to us. So let's reflect on how we use the time God gives us with from day to day. Is Jesus truly important to us? How do we show Jesus' importance to us? Well, in this Advent season, as we approach the celebration of the birth of Jesus, we are seeking to find ways to make room for Jesus. Last week, Judd talked about making room for Jesus and the hope that he brings us. Today, I want to push the concept of making room for Jesus to include other people in that process. You know, as a community, not just individually. While we could spend our focus on the corporate body of Christ that we are, I believe that we will learn more and be pushed more if we think about how we can include people outside of this congregation, how we can invite other people into the hope that Jesus brings us. We will augment our own hope in this way. As we think about including people from outside the congregation and making room for Jesus, we will find ourselves practicing the spiritual gift of hospitality. The Bible is clear that when we entertain strangers, we entertain angels. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 underscores this very point. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. And an example of that is when Abram and Sarai welcome the three visitors. Well, when we entertain strangers, we entertain Christ Jesus himself. The parable of the sheep and goats makes this point emphatically. The sheep extended hospitality to people who were hungry or thirsty or in need of shelter or sick or in prison. And Jesus tells them, "Whatever you did for the least of these, brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." To properly make room for Jesus, we must make room for the strangers in our midst, in this community, in Reno County, in Hutchinson, in our neighborhoods, wherever we find ourselves. Who might these strangers be? Well, over the past few weeks, we've talked about some of them: the homeless, the poor, the single parent, the prisoner. The stranger may be the person restocking the shelves at our local stores, or the person serving food at our favorite restaurants. The stranger may be our coworker or someone that we meet through our hobbies. So how do we open ourselves up and become more welcoming? Well, we talked about some of those things in the fall forum last month. Maybe it's time to have greeters again, to usher people into our sanctuary, or even go out into the parking lot so we could welcome folks into the building. We could choose to sit with someone new during worship. We could encourage people to sign the guest book so we could follow up with note cards. We could send home a care package with visitors. These are all good ideas to make room for Jesus with other people who happen to walk into one of our worship services. But most people who come here are regulars. They already know what to expect. What about those people who, for whatever reason, would never choose to walk through our doors? How could we make room for them in the hope that we have in Christ Jesus? How can we become midwives to release the hope that we have in Christ to the people we come across in our daily lives? Well, let's take a retail worker, for example. They may have to work on Sunday mornings. Our worship time is not accessible to them. Maybe we'll need to target a different worship time during the weekend, or maybe even during the week on a weekday evening. And what about someone who has been hurt by the corporate church? They may not wish to enter a church building. Well, worship can happen anywhere, in our homes, in a rec center, in an abandoned building. They might allow them to experience God's love as shown through other people in a setting that might be comfortable for them. So, how do we know what's most needed in our communities? Well, we get out there and ask open-ended questions. As we learn both the needs and the strengths of the communities we find ourselves in, we begin to see opportunities to join with the movement of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we could see how we can be hospitable. You know, exercise the spiritual gift of hospitality. Now, I'm thinking of a recent experience that my family had. On my birthday weekend, we planned on going to the K-State football game. My wife arranged to stay at an Airbnb nearby Manhattan. We showed up to a country-style home early in the evening after I got off work. We stayed in the loft apartment at the tippy top of the stairs. Throughout the whole evening and the next morning, we never saw another person. Our host gave us space to rest and to have family time together. It was a wonderful experience. This experience makes me think about how we host the Girl Scout troop every other Thursday, and how we've hosted family community theater, rehearsals, and auditions. Just this past Thanksgiving, we made our fellowship space available to a family that I've met through theater. These times of hosting are an unobtrusive way to provide for the needs in our community. That being said, there may be opportunities to provide hospitality to groups that meet here. What if we could choose to be present when groups meet at our building, when appropriate, and so we can look and listen and ask questions? We may be able to enhance the experience that the groups have in our building. It takes time and effort, and But I often find that it's well worth it. All of this hosting is all well and good, but the church is meant to be much more than just another Airbnb. With this in mind, I'm reminded of something called Mennonite Your Way. Some of you may have used Mennonite Your Way, and you know what I'm talking about. Mennonite Your Way is a network of Mennonite people's homes throughout the country where you could find a room to stay when you're visiting a different community on vacation. Mennonite Your Way is designed to be more than a hotel room to stay in. It's meant to be a way to connect with other Christians, develop friendships, and encourage people in their growth in following Jesus. Conversation is invited and often expected when you arrange to stay in a Mennonite Your Way home. As we host people in groups through our building, let's think about ways to encourage conversation. We will find people who are different than we are. We will be challenged with opportunities to make our community a better place to live. We'll be invited to be a part of the well-being of our communities, the shalom, the peace of our communities. You see, hospitality done well leads us down the path to a peace that's built upon justice, seeing that everyone in the community is getting what they need to thrive. Then we can become much more than an Airbnb. May it be so. Amen.